Almost 150 years ago, Grosse Pointe Lighthouse began its life as a beacon to sailors traversing Lake Michigan. If you've ever looked to the north side of Northwestern's campus, you've probably seen it. But what you may not have seen are the lingering apparitions of a Victorian tragedy. Although the lighthouse was built to guide ships across Lake Michigan, according to lighthouse keeper Donald Terrace, its history is truly eerie.
Well, there was one shipwreck in particular that was the catalyst for Grosse Pointe Lighthouse being constructed, and that was known as the Lady Elgin tragedy, and that occurred September 8th, 1860, and there was a passenger steamer by the name of the Lady Elgin that was going from Milwaukee to Chicago, but the weather took a turn, and it became more difficult to navigate, and lo and behold, the ship coming down the lake collided with the Lady Elgin, and it rammed the paddle wheel on the Lady Elgin and disabled it. But the Lady Elgin had a hole punched in its side, and it began to sink.
Nearly 400 individuals died in the wreck of the Lady Elgin, the second largest death toll from a shipwreck that the Great Lakes has ever seen. Evanston residents and Northwestern students were active in efforts to pull bodies out of the water. But just two decades later, locals had already forgotten where these bodies went, according to author and tour guide Adam Selzer.
But the thing is, it was right afterwards the Civil War came up, and it just got to be one of those stories that got lost in the shuffle, I suppose. They put aside like a special cemetery plot in Highland Park that people forgot about almost immediately. Within about 20 years, there are newspaper articles saying, hey, does anybody remember where this was?
Today, the wreck of the Lady Elgin isn't widely known either, not even in Chicago. And according to historian, author, and paranormal investigator Ursula Bielski, maybe that's why Grosse Pointe is a noted hotspot for paranormal activity.
So, I mean, the first thing is that, according to legend, there's something about Lake Michigan that we call the Lake Michigan Triangle, which, it leads to very similar events as occur in the Bermuda Triangle. Probably the most, the most common occurrence and the one that's most famous in this area is the sighting of ghost ships. The Lady Elgin, though, is one of those ghost ships that people talk about a lot. That was a site where, from the night of the wreck, according to legend, there were students from Northwestern that were walking there who were seeing people fully dressed, in Victorian clothing, walking, soaking wet out of the Lake Michigan waters, asking for help, saying that their ship had gone down, saying that many people were lost, and then just vanishing. Most of these experiences are so fleeting, and I think that the Lady Elgin situation is, it's a situation that's what we call a true haunting. You know, people always talk about ghosts and hauntings, and it's kind of this umbrella thing that encompasses all sorts of visual apparitions. It's really an imprint of something that has happened before. We usually have hauntings occur in these very tragic situations. And I think this is probably a good example of that, where people actually were coming out of the water at that time, and the enormity of the emotion, their emotion, enabled that event, what they were doing at that time, to be imprinted on the landscape there. I really have found that at these locations where there is no commemoration, that's where you have more activity. It's almost like, whether it's the ghosts that are trying to get us to remember what happened to them, or if something in our communal subconscious is nagging at us and wants us to bring these memories and bring these experiences into what our shared history is and not forget about them.
As for lighthouse keeper Terrace, his predecessors have warned him that he should be on the lookout for strange things at the lighthouse, but in his tenure, he hasn't noticed anything yet.
I've had lots of people question me about that, and my standard answer is that I'm the only one that haunts this lighthouse.
For WNUR News, I'm Helen Bradshaw.